This isn't just a game, it's a once-in-a-generation event. The Harlem Globetrotters 100-year tour. Celebrate 100 years of high-flying dunks, 100 years of show-stopping moves, and 100 years of changing the game. Bring the whole family and be part of the legacy. This game is once in a century. Be there at Schottenstein Center on December 27th. Go to harlemglobetrotters.com for your tickets to the 100-year tour.
Welcome to Unscripted. Quick note before we begin. The cast and crew will accept zero responsibility or liability for any decisions that listeners make after listening to us, be that good or otherwise. Honestly, people, do not take life advice from us, as we are not experts in anything useful. We're simply here to share our opinions and hopefully provoke thought and not wrath. And of course, if we hurt your feelings, that will be addressed at some point in life. But hopefully today is not that day. So listen responsibly and enjoy.
Right?
One day, I'm,
no man.
Boss, sir.
Ladies, sir.
Hey.
Oh boy, welcome ones and ones.
Welcome
ones and ones to yet another episode of Unscripted. I am your host, Coffee, and this time we have our full house.
In a branded shirt.
In a branded shirt.
Yeah.
That says Coffee House, but it's a different situation.
At your place?
Yeah. My place or my place? Your place or your place?
Yeah.
Going in and doing a character now.
Did you know about the Coffee House before you saw the shirt?
No.
Did you? I see.
You gentlemen do have
your... last name
Smedley? You knew about it?
Where last name Smedley?
Would I see?
Would I see?
Mm-hmm. Oh. And some other letters?
Yeah, we just said one.
Okay.
Okay. Okay. Because I think I see alone and then I...
I'd like to buy a boy.
International reggae dancer superstar Craigie T joins us.
Big up.
Illustrious. Savage. Near the bully beef left the cabbage.
Huh.
Up. Cross. Hanger. He hard.
Minto rather.
Minto. And he's right. He's the illustrious TVJ. Make us every time God go to TVJ, we know. I'm coming in a suit. Hey, listen, God, make somebody cuss up. God Williams, everybody.
Hmm?
Yeah,
me make somebody cuss in half?
Yeah, bro.
Me not instruct nobody for cussing half?
Yesterday, which last week, we talked about the comments. And the woman was saying, yo, one man in a suit.
Yeah, one man in a shirt. And one man casual.
Mm. And she said, yo, apparently, the way we dress is a problem. Yeah,
she figured that.
To who, her?
We should all be bespoke.
Yeah, I don't know if she thought it was a boy.
But spoke.
That we should address alike. Maybe we should go about Street Boys. But
so
I should see clarity.
No. I'm going to tell her this week, know. Right there in the camera.
He said it. Him say it in his face. Him say it in his face. He's not using voice this time.
So her preference would be for us to dress in suits?
I've got respect.
I guess she wants us all dressed the same.
I could care zero.
She thinks it's Back Street Boys.
Actually, what we can do is for the next episode, we can dress like some mascot. How about that?
Mascot, I don't like that.
They don't like the idea of a mascot. We'll find a way.
How him do it? Man a bad man, are you a mascot? Oh yeah.
Mascot.
Sorry.
Watch it, you.
Hold on. But context, sure. Context is everything.
No.
For example.
Mascot
context. A mascot.
I'll be sure.
Okay. Because mascots are the little kids that walk out like with footballers.
Yeah, that is one definition of a mascot. But there are also team mascots that dress.
And there are team mascots or whatever. So
that's fine.
So when they dress like mascot, it could be...
We're going to dress like Puppet Show. We're going to start...
Oh,
things
then,
things
oh like Jamaican mascot.
Yeah.
Idea Evo mascot.
Ideas
we are Idea Evo mascot. We Yeah.
Yeah, I can sing though.
Why is that happy today?
Randy.
That's good.
And the glasses.
And the glasses. You too. Can you come in so high energy this morning?
No, really.
And
music.
And the codeine and the pollen. Yeah.
And the pain killer. And the pain killer make you so loopy and happy.
I'm a loopy dog.
You tell him what's going on with him, dog? Same dog. His excuse is that the dogs.
Dog for dog, yes.
Is what hurt his leg. But we heard a rumor.
Was it the right knee?
Yeah.
The left knee.
So much. Let me say I rubbed the right one. So.
It's the only good one.
Oh, take care of my nasty.
I'm sure it love.
I'm sure
appreciation.
Appreciation. Hilarious. That's good. But we're here to discuss our topic.
You know what?
Let's try that.
Because it is men's mental health month after all.
Yeah,
it's the month of June, so I don't know, man. And hopefully, we're not all strong mentally.
Yeah.
Physically, every alley. However, a conversation recently with a virgin of mine kind of put me in a reflective state. Because that virgin showed me, say, yo.
Wrong body.
He was up. He was up. And about 3 o'clock in the morning, he come to a realization.
Which is
about what? Something. What we discussed, a business idea.
Oh, okay.
And then the irony was that I was also up at 2:30 the same night, contemplating, not maybe not the same business idea, but business ideas.
Okay.
Because I think a big challenge that men face, and we do probably don't talk about it, is how we're going to provide for ourselves and our loved ones.
Mm.
You know what I mean? I think in this generation, women, every day them get up and them and say, yo, they're independent, they can be by themselves, yada, 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 they don't need a man. But I guarantee you that if we decide that we're going to stop working, their mechanics, their machinery is going to fail. So,
what it is to do to have man to provide, it don't matter provide for who. It is just a duty of, if you forget woman and picnic and mother and father, you have to provide for yourself.
Mm.
It is in the DNA of man to provide. So we are not born to sit and watch the world
go by. No.
But you are also not supposed to tell yourself, sir, you're going to spend life stressing yourself to zero on the basis of your need to provide. And them teach you, you know.
Feel weird,
you know. Them teach you from school. Where they sang, where they tingle. It's of great men, rich and kept. We're not attained by a sudden flight. You notice what comes next?
While their
companions slept, were up. So automatically, the DNA is, of that is, the platform of that creates this inertia says, while everybody else is at rest, for me to be great,
you must be at labor.
I must be at labor. And the truth is,
do you know what my 13-year-old son said to me one day? Not even a very short, I think he was 11 at the time. He said, I remember there was a hole in the yard, and me dig the hole. I decided to make a build a fish pond by myself. But anyway, so I wake up 3 o'clock one morning and I dig a hole about 4 foot deep and big rotted hole.
You have real acreage, man.
Anyway, yeah, man.
Estates.
And peculiar
space.
Working.
I have space. But anyway, yeah. So at some stage, I'm weird them ways. I feel like I'm directed to do something just new. But anyway, so I was there after I'm done research upon and everything, and I get dog and all of them something like that. And I said, fish right here don't make no sense. Now I'm going to do it again. So, I full up at the hole. But by this point, the soil that come out of the hole don't wash a level off already. So, next door, they were doing some excavation. And next door is family too. So, my uncle lived next door. So, him did do some excavation over female and he had soil. So, I just make up my mind and say, all right, I'm going to take the soil, but you take up and just full up the hole of my head. So, look at you come outside and see me and say, daddy, why are you out here? You know, at this time, it was early in the morning again. And me I said, because, you know, more on the side over here. And then I said, yeah, but it's like 4 o'clock in the morning. And like, I'm tired, it's hard. And I said, yeah, but it have to do, so I just have to do it. And you know what, this little blood club boy said to me. The man said, I understand. So, comedy said to him, as a man thing go, if you have something to do, you just have to do it. And he said, I understand. So responsibility is the grown man's coffee. What was that?
I guess so.
That's an interesting interpretation.
It makes sense.
Bro, that brighter than you, you know.
You don't get messy.
Yeah, but philosophical
settings, you know.
Yeah,
responsibility is the grown man's coffee.
Yeah. When the man said that, I was like,
oh, I must be the weak man's tea.
Fuck it up.
Weak man poison, but that means the honest
information. Sure.
Well,
coffee.
Is that
so, sorry.
Yeah. So what were I discuss?
What? Responsibility, like the
No, just say it in a one topic. Say it as a topic. The exactly what we're discussing.
The pressure on men to be providers, even in the modern world. Especially now, we wanted to discuss this topic. So it being men's mental health.
So the pressure on men to provide.
To be providers, right.
The pressure on men to be providers. Okay, I told me here says about even in the modern world.
Even in the modern world? 2025, yeah.
So there's a pressure on men to be providers.
Yeah.
Oh.
The modern world, no matter.
The modern, yeah, it was, okay.
I mean, so it was established in a previous time that's how it was. Women would stay home and men would go out and hunt. They're providers.
Yeah, but man was still stressed to provide.
Absolutely. But what we are now in a modern world where women believe that they are equal, which is why I wanted to mention the modern world.
Oh, so
carefully, I tried this. Women believe that they are equal.
They are.
Brother.
But different. Equal but different.
Give me a cinema use. No way I do that skill.
So, no, but what I mean is
balance.
Yes, it's a provider, you have to be careful with that because a lot of people mistake providing with financial.
With earning.
With wealth. With
earning.
With gain. With material gain. And
right. It's not. It's
so the happiest people me know.
Security.
To this day,
safety,
cannot provide great mass financial help to them family. You know.
Mm-hmm.
They have the happiest family.
Mm-hmm. At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
Up in one part where you go through and miss Hope River by a minute, and everybody in the happy. When it understood, say, yeah, and the little one patter is happiness, but him work hard for the construction site, straight through, him would really like to see him children become greater than him. But he don't lose sleep at night time thinking, Jesus, all this work.
All right, the pressure on men to provide. A couple of things. One, what are we providing? As men, generally, and then from whom or from where is this pressure coming?
What is this pressure?
I'm happy to ask those questions. So for me, if I go back to that scenario with my Bridget and I, the pressure to provide is not just to make money.
So what are we providing?
That's where I was going.
Oh, so good here.
Hello, me.
Oh, sorry.
Please. Jesus Christ.
No, but that's not what I want to repeat.
No,
Craig's story.
So what I'm saying, that won't happen.
No, it's a good story. It took a while to get there to the coffee pot.
So, when I say men are supposed to be providers, we provide...
Patient, Ross, relax.
We provide safety,
relax,
security, and a means for the people who would rely on us to live a better standard of life or a quality of life that they can be happy with. It not be the greatest, but just something them can.
But if you don't have a family,
be satisfied with. If you do have a family, yeah. Then who are you providing for? Maybe you're providing for yourself.
But
I'm assuming that person probably wouldn't feel the same level of pressure.
A joke, yeah.
But it is.
Self-actualization is probably the greatest part of pressure.
Possibly.
Direction will vary. You know, from person to person.
Right.
What you're really providing is a way forward. However forward might look to,
mm-hmm.
That's really what you are expected to provide, a path towards something.
Right. But we are expected to provide safety and security, meaning we have to go find the shelter. And we don't want us any shelter because, of course, you have some houses where some situations where man will work in your house and do things to your family and do things to you. So you try to put them in a space where, as much as possible, it is less likely for them to encounter these things.
So it is our responsibility to provide shelter?
Yeah. You don't believe that?
Solely?
I never said solely. But at that...
No, but we are talking about a man and pressure.
In my specific instance, I went back to that. In my specific instance, with me and my regime, it is literally that type of pressure that was resting on us, which is why I said, yo, 2 o'clock in the morning, should I sleep?
A sharp rent? Mortgage late?
Mm-hmm. Oh. I mean, sometimes, actually, so I was working.
Oh, you help people pay them something?
We'll talk to him off here.
I got problems.
Yeah, I was working until about 1 o'clock that night. And with me, after I finish working, I typically take like an hour and a half for my brain to get out of that work mode and relax and probably fall asleep. So, I was trying to go to sleep at about 2 o'clock. And 2:30, the idea hit me. No, when something hit me, much like yourself, I don't sit down and say, all right, tomorrow I'll address it. So I jump up, I run, grab my laptop, and I started putting in a few things that, while I remember, let me just document it.
You can just voice note yourself.
That's a brilliant idea.
But yeah, you're no,
I wanted to test the viability of it at the same time. Because, I mean, if it wasn't worth it, then, again, it doesn't make sense. May I lose sleep over it? So I quickly grab my laptop, test the viability. It worked. It's a development. It's tricky. But those types of situations and that kind of pressure is things that will keep men up at night. Because you want to provide for your family. You want to provide for your loved ones. And sometimes when I just say family, I just say, are you original?
Yeah, yeah. But who create this pressure though?
You! And that's why when you said it, it's a self-actualization.
Yeah.
It really is. Nobody put that pressure on you, you know?
So
I am putting that pressure on myself. Because yeah,
but every time as man we try to explain it, we make it seem like, sir, it's others who have imposed this pressure on us and we are trying to meet it. Or because we have told them the kinds of actualization and realizations that can come to fruition. Now, them start demand of us that which we appeal to them. It's like I said to a woman, come with me and I'll take you from 1 bedroom to 6 bedroom. After a while, don't feel no way if she starts at you. What go on, baby?
We still there, 1 bedroom.
Are up. You carry a gun and say, you're trying to tell your children to guess what happened now? Have no fear. You got the best schools. Any school you want to go, you go. And you work now towards sending them. And here comes homeboy, I tell you about him at Harvard and Yale. And you say, are you in there thinking a minute?
No, so
you impose some things for yourself, bro.
But and 100%, I do. And you see, you said something which ironically, I wonder if you read my Twitter. Because that night, the night before that, I tweeted, Heights by a great man, .. Because the state of mind that I was in, man, I said, yo, you know, most people would probably sleep at this time of night. But look at me trying to build something again. I have an idea in my mind, may I try and manifest it, may I try and create something from that. It's not easy for that.
Right.
So, you know, the middle of the night sometime, that's when the place quiet, it's easier for my work flowing.
So if we break it down then, the pressure is sometimes self-imposed.
Absolutely.
And in other occasions, or on other occasions, the pressure is external, that comes from an external source.
Right, in the case of Rodney in prison.
And just to continue from what Rodney there said, that external imposition of pressure on us is sometimes fueled by the commitments we make, right, or the statements.
Are things we agree to.
Yeah. Right?
So now, we are now supposed to try to help those who aren't lucky enough to have friends like these. Because I mean, through this conversation, would I feel better. If we had this conversation off camera, he definitely would have helped me, especially to handle myself, not to sacrifice sleep so much and them type of things. So now, identifying it and trying to help the younger generation or those who might be misguided, what kind of advice can we give to say, yo, gents, whilst it is important to pursue a dream and try to chase excellence and heights by great men?
I'm going to ask
Craig. Balance is important. I believe balance is important. And sometimes, If you know me well enough, the people who know me well enough, or know me personally, as hard as I work, you will know that I play probably twice as hard. Which is why sometimes when I decide to have fun time, you know, see me with no laptop, you know, see me, I don't know work. It's fun time. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? I earn this.
Mm. But I put something to you. In teaching, we must be fear to the lesson.
Right.
And not just fear to the student.
Mm-hmm.
again, I'm going to use it and I'm going to say it to Craigs. It's a specific reason why I'm going to
say it. No, run with it.
Heights of great men, reach and kept. That, let us say, heights of great men, finger that partner. Reached and kept.
Precise. They have to keep it in.
It's not just about reaching. Reached and kept were not attained by sudden flight. The rest of it, you know, is the only, can even be immaterial. Because the lesson I would have said to any youth, you know, one of the first reasons them feel the pressure is because them expect to get to heights and keep it with sudden flight.
Finally.
All right?
Yeah, so that, I wish you did ask me last, because mega boss, every bubble. You know,
please.
You know me as you
will. Let's go.
Because I have always, not always, but since I come to certain realizations, I have been wondering why it is that more men don't share one of the what I have found to be the fundamental facts in life is that it never fucking ends.
No.
Never. You are in the middle of a video game that cannot be cracked. You can't beat the game.
You can
pass levels, but every fucking level you pass carry to a harder level. And and when I say effort, you know, it's not always forcing the system, you know. Sometimes you have to flow with the system too, you know. So it's not always like you're going against the grain, but it requires consistent effort.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
At all times. So it's like these things were never taught to me. I never heard these things when I was growing up. I always believed that like there's a movie. Will Smith, The Pursuit of Happiness again?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Pursuit, you cannot get it if you pursue it.
But you can create it
in the midst of the journey, because it's not even pursuit, because you know, if you go after something, then what will become of you once you achieve that something? You're going to want something else, yeah, and it
life,
never stops.
But life would be so much happier and easier if him did have just that, yeah, as no, him trying along, that one moment of support, crack.
I have found that is fucking.
And it just keep turning upon him.
It's absolute
rubbish.
It's fucking. I can't even find a better word. Like, it's absolute. There is no one thing that if you reach yourself, you're good. It does this.
No man, that means that was in the mess. When him reach a certain point, to keep going.
Right.
The little support that was right there just dropped. So now him journey changed from
one other thing
just pursuit into extreme pursuit.
One other thing more I said too is also the illusion of balance.
Mm-hmm.
We have to remember what balance looks like, you know. A sub balance thing. It's always like that. So balance is a consistent state of imbalance and readjustment. That is all it is.
Absolutely. But you know, and
it goes forever.
And at some point, you
have your skill in life to be this.
In perpetuity.
No, do you ever want your skill? Do you ever want your skill in life to be this?
Did I not mess
it? No, do you ever want it to be this?
Ideally, that's what everybody wants.
No. If this is what you have, you gain nothing.
Yeah. And there are no ebbs and flows.
If this is what you have, this is what them teach you to get.
Yeah.
If this is what you have, happiness, peace, solutions, this, that, less problems, everything is balanced. You have gained.
Give me everything.
You have gained nothing, because if it's more wealth you're going to get, the fucking skill can't see us up. If it's problems you're going to get, the skill can't. This is a state
it's of dead.
The end.
It's dead now.
This is a state of the end. You don't ever want that. You don't want turbulence.
Flatline.
But you certainly want.
You want flow.
Yeah.
You want that flow.
All right. So, boy, there's so much to unpack. But let's start with the balance.
Come to my therapist.
This,
your ear out of place.
Oh.
Yeah. Because I know you know your suit, you're perfect. So I just said, I don't want the camera to catch you with this straw.
It's too late now.
Sure, fuck, a lot of things too late now.
Yes. Do not tape early. Yeah. No, on the matter of balance, it really is an illusion. I recall joining a particular company a few years back, and they had a session called Work-Life Balance. And when we all sat in the session, the presenters stood and in unison said, "This is a farce. There is no such thing as work-life balance." Mm-hmm. Right? However, what you can do is put in a certain amount of work and ensure that you put in enough time to rest, recoup, recover, prepare, and you do it again. So on the same point I make about balance being imbalance and readjustment, it's a similar thing where you... All right. There's a particular tool with which all four of us are very familiar. Right? The 24-inch gauge. See? Mm-hmm. Akin to the 24 hours of the day. Mm-hmm. Part to be spent in rest. Part to be spent at labor. And part to be spent in service to humanity.
And prayer. Yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Now...
So you're left for worship.
Eh? No, well,
that's what I said.
Prayer. And prayer. An enjoyment of good things.
Right, so. Yeah. Right?
And that's a red cup, Sandra.
And that's a good thing.
So that's the.
There you go. Yeah. But when you really think about it, do you work for exactly 8 hours each day? Are you at labor for exactly 8 hours? Are you at rest for exactly 8 hours? And are you evenly spreading the other 8 hours across the other areas of influence and whatever.
Something gotta lose.
Right. So, that's one thing we kind of just want to point out, just kind of reiterate. Say, it not exists, but I have to make sure say you don't do too much of one thing. Because when I'm always say things in good moderation.
For, no good, good.
Right? No. Various things, most things in moderation. So, right. You ensure say...
It's Chinese, yeah. Goddamn hourglass.
A Chinese? Are they? Just look like
isn't everything
sand from the earth.
Everything that plant is changed.
You understand? Right. But on the back to this matter of pressure, right, to provide.
Mm-hmm.
Whether self-imposed or from some kind of external locus. Like you have to think through what is it really worth in the end, right? You're up until 2:30. Right? You jump up at 4 a.m., right? Because you want to provide something, regardless of what that mm-hmm. thing is. But if you're finding that the pressure to provide these various things is wearing you down, ultimately you're not going to be in a position to provide, which don't work out so well at the end.
So.
So how do you understand what I'm saying? So in other words,
plan your life.
Not just that. This is more. I see where you go. I'm here where you are. Where you are flowed to as well, Rodney. But there's a deeper question within that where you say that. And this is what I've been struggling with recently too. Is where that line is drawn, because you know as. The more you live in other worlds, the more you understand how internally powerful you are. Yes. But at the same time, you also understand how much more powerful a greater force is.
Mm.
Where is that line drawn between holding on to your own creative powers and energies and letting go and surrendering to the creative powers and energies of a greater being? That is the line, that line where you accept that, fuck, I've done everything that I can do, God, this is your word. Where do you find that
that. Me want answer that.
Everybody's equilibrium different.
Exactly. Because that's
yeah, literally. Doesn't want to know it.
Right. So my thing is, people ask me on occasion. I generally try to be the calmest person in the room, especially in a crisis room. Mm-hmm. Right? And a lot of people just generally ask me, like, yo, you not seem for fretboard, no, and you da-da-da-da-da-da. I mean, yeah, cool. Me draw the line where if I can control it, if I can change it, if I can move it, if I can adjust it, if I have any level of control over an outcome, then it's on me. If I have no control over an outcome, it is not on me. So I'ma let go.
That's beautiful.
And the most we can do is prepare myself in the instance that whatever that thing that I don't have control over, I'm gonna have an impact on me. Try best, that's all right, you know, let me try and cushion a shot. So just an easy example. I can control how much water I consume in a day, right? I cannot control how much water will cross the shores in the event of a tsunami.
So you don't worry about it.
So I do not worry about it. But the most we can do is prepare my house, my property, literally just myself, to survive an instance of that happening. And all I can do is prepare. There's no guarantee that my preparation is going to be enough to deliver my survival in the instance. But you see me? You think about the economy, right? And not just local Jamaican economy, but global economy, right? There are some things over which we have no direct control. I don't control inflation. Mm-hmm. You understand what I say? Mm-hmm. But the best thing me can do is ensure that we have A, enough revenue streams, and B, enough assets, and probably liquid and fixed, right? Just in case shit start go south, me can survive up to a certain point. You understand? My family can rely on me and themselves as well, up to a certain point. So that's how me draw that line.
I'll tell you something. Two words, they seem ordinary. You can. The line you're asking for, it's different for all of us.
Right.
But once you understand, you can. You can go some more. You can stop. You can step back. You can walk away. You can try again. You can try something different.
You can give up.
You can change. You can remain the same. But it's all of it is in you can.
Yeah.
Our difficulty with it is that we always hear you should from somebody else. You can't.
Yeah.
And different things. The most important vessel that creates unity between you and that greater creator. You can. And if you live by it, you don't feel a sense of regret. You don't feel overwhelmed. At the same time, you don't feel over accomplished and nothing makes you destroy the center.
See here.
Because the universe exists.
That is amazing, you know.
Yeah, but that's exactly what that's going.
Yeah, what you just said is amazing, you know. I hope people really get it. But are you really used to that? I always think
it's profound, don't you?
But it seems like a person don't really have much, you know.
Even a broken clock
is right
twice a day. And I want to show you something.
But you just got to one of the exception, not the rule.
It happens when Chinese knock off.
I think what we probably misunderstood, and I allowed the misunderstanding to continue for the entire show. Whilst me being up at 2:30, 3 o'clock sound odd, and it sound like me lose sleep, and it sound like me sacrifice a lot. The truth is, when I go to bed at 3 o'clock, I decide if I want to wake up at 9 o'clock or not.
No, you don't.
I do.
I know you decide.
Well, I mean, I do decide because if I wake up back at 9 o'clock, I'm going to decide to say, oh, yeah, no, I'm going to go back to sleep. Mm. I will go back to sleep.
Unless something stops you.
Unless there's something pressing or something.
Wait, wait, carry on.
But you understand what I'm saying? So this is a luxury that I have afforded myself.
Right.
So this level of pressure, and that's why when a man say you have to maintain, reach and kept,
right,
to keep it, you know, mm-hmm, you have to understand what it takes to keep it. So if you live a particular way, and we say it about everybody here, your what balance look like to you, I'm going to look different than what it look like to you, and you, mm-hmm, all of it. And I think that is where you need to understand. Say, yo, it's the same way you can't live nobody else's life. It's the same way...
Nobody else can live yours.
And nobody else can live yours. It's the same way you shouldn't allow anybody else to impose the restrictions on you. So it's when a man look at you and tell you, say, yo, you can't.
Within reason.
Brother.
We all live within...
Nobody impose them restrictions.
Bro, we live within restrictions. Stop
cool. With the exception of physics... So no. Things like gravity, those are things we can't fight.
The rule of law.
Yet.
Those are restrictions placed on you.
And God, and that's what I'm saying.
You have a choice to live barring, outside of the rule of law.
Barring those extreme circumstances. Yes.
Yeah,
that's what I'm saying. When somebody replies, oh, yo, you shouldn't do that and you can't do that. No. You can't do it. Don't tell me, say, I can't.
Yeah. And your morality is not.
Right. You don't know what my work ethic is like. You understand what I'm saying?
Right.
So, the advice for the young youth them now is, yeah, while it might look like the person you live a miserable and uncomfortable existence for achieve something where you probably not even understand, that is their decision to feed them life. So we have to understand that. And I think we brought it full circle. We start out by looking at something that probably look less than ideal for most. But when you look at it in the grand scheme of things, really, it's just another person way of doing what they do in their fashion.
Long-term greatness does not come in a short-term enjoyment.
Let me tell you, brother. Mm-hmm. Anyway, so we're about to wrap up. I want us to quickly go around the room and deliver our closing arguments.
Ideas.
But before we do that, it's like the man them know what come next. Yeah, yeah. Oh. But they know. Before we do that, of course, we have to pick up Ideas Evolution. Every week we get luxurious surroundings. You know, if you're comfortable, you never comfortable.
No, I'm comfortable, I'm just saying luxurious surroundings.
Yeah, man, the space is, we want some words.
Ostentatious.
I mean, everything that applies. However.
So when I'm going to be able to roll out the room temperature white grapes, I'm sorry, white seedless grapes. Like, what's going on here?
It's, you know, you are trying to push it. You are trying to mush up the producer of the show.
Get it together. You're not gonna diva out this thing here.
If you want to book an hour, 2 hours, 3 hours inside the Ideas Evolution, scan the QR code on the screen.
On the screen. Yeah.
Move out of the way.
On the screen. Closing arguments.
We'll close with a story.
Mm-hmm.
And this matter of long ago. No, it goes back to the heights of great men, reach and kept, right? It's like, you look a girl, listen to me, Zane,
mm-hmm,
yeah, get her. What all of me do for get her, at the moment, I was incapable of doing to keep her. I mean, set her expectations a certain way. It's almost like you buy a particular high-end vehicle, mm-hmm, and when you're a you know, the process of purchasing the vehicle, you realize what it costs to insure it. And you realize, oh my goodness, if me crack when I like them, pan it.
$250,000.
A school fee money. Mm-hmm. You understand me? So my advice is properly think through, you need to organize your life earlier. Properly think through what you want to achieve. Identify which part of the know. And reverse engineer from the end point to where you're there. And take a look at time, put in the work and get there.
Beautiful.
However, allow for space. Space where, because I've always said,
or grace?
Which is in both. Mm. Both. Well put. But I've always said that what differentiates a man is a vision and a plan from, you know, the average. Is a vision and a plan, which kind of reiterate what God just said a while ago. You should properly think out where you want to go, reverse engineer the way to get there, but leave space for grace then, mm-hmm. you know? Because no matter what your plan, God have a bigger plan most times for you, or a different plan sometimes. It might not look bigger in the beginning, but eventually. So allow for that little wiggle room as well. Don't force to keep, to stick to the plan or whatever. Allow for it to blossom and bloom in the way that God really intend for you to have it. I think I'm going to leave it right there. I think I'm going to just add God that. Right. And, yeah, leave room for
that. Facts. Well, you said, as I did say, organize your life.
You try to send a man to the idea? No. You never did have to say, you would say.
No, you say as I did say, which is you not were. Really
even say. Great, man, yeah. I say great minds.
When I said and done.
But fools seldom differ.
Seldom differ. Oh. Yeah. You, why you think would they agree with you sometimes? So, when you think about it, right?
I like that.
Real.
So, organizing yourself and organizing your life, do not misunderstand that to mean get everything in order, and that is how you get through life. Yeah. There is creativity in chaos. There's organization in singledom. You can sit by yourself and understand certain things, and because it's not happening the way you want it to happen, you say, boy, my life not organized. Organize it. Something I gotta do, this and this. All right, cool. It is through organization, day by day. Some things long term, some things short term, some things immediate. And just keep shifting things around. Everything you shift is part of being organized. The picture will come. And sometimes you need smaller pictures. Look on the wall. Sometimes smaller pictures make the wall look greater. Don't try just get the wall and then say to yourself, what have I achieved just because it's blank? Mm-hmm. Organize, man.
That was deep. Profound.
Yes.
Your turn. What I will say is,
hustle, for sure.
Yeah, what I will say is your blueprint should be yours. And from the outside looking in, it might look like you're stagnant, it might look like you're failing. But as long as you're not going in reverse, then I believe you're going forward. And sometimes you have to go in reverse because you remember your parents.
Three-pointer.
You didn't make a drop, what? They make a drop at your head, you pull it back, and you go, boom!
Yeah.
Sometimes you have to go in reverse too. You know what I mean? Failure is a part of the process. Confusion is a part of the process. Losing is a part of the process. But throughout all of that, through the confusion, the failure, and everything else, you will gain clarity and you will gain experience. And those things are invaluable. And when you put those things in your grand plan, you will see how all of it was designed to help you to be better. Because as the man said, when you buy a car, you know what I mean? Oftentimes we look at what it takes to buy the car, but we don't look what it takes to maintain the car.
Mm-hmm.
So when you fail several times and you achieve something, you know the pitfalls that can come to your achievement. And because of that, you know how to defend it and protect your achievement better. So.
Here, Mr. Speaker, here.
Yeah, yeah, get a youth's world frame in Babylon. Lean forward upon the Almighty.
Judgment.
And until next week, we've been unscripted.
Can I just take 1 second?
Go for it.
To offer a round of applause to a word that I've never heard. Singledom.
Singledom.
What the fuck is that? We never hear that. Where's that, Randy?
Wordsmith.
Singledom.
Singledom. We're going to put a definition of singledom on the screen.
Tongues.
Cheers to everybody who knows singledom.
Yeah. And to who we heard before.
Yeah.
Oh. No.
You know you gotta stop this, but
you can't clap now.
You really gotta stop.
No, no, no. Oh, the big clap.
Yeah.